Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On this episode of The Check-In, we're joined by Tom Foster, our brand new director of sales, and we are so excited that he is finally in the position because we started hiring for director of sales in May of 2018, and the saga ended when Tom was hired in December of 2018. At the time of recording this podcast, Tom has only been in the position for about a month, but it feels like he's been here for quite a bit longer. He's been able to smoothly sail into joining this team, and we could have predicted that would happen because of the hiring process. We know that the person we hire is exactly the right fit, and they feel really excited to be a part of the team as well. So Tom gives us his perspective and an insider's look into what it's like to go through the hiring process here at The Receptionist, talks about his level of preparation, and how he really knew that he wanted to be a member of our team. So we're so excited that Tom is finally here, getting going as the director of sales, and we hope you enjoy this inside look into what it was like to getting hired. All right. Today on the podcast, we are joined by Tom Foster, the new director of sales here at The Receptionist. Tom, I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Me as well. I am super stoked to be here. This is it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm excited. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What were you up to before you came to The Receptionist?
Well, I was in Indianapolis. I was the chief sales officer of a company in merchant services, and I'd been there for about 10 years. I'd been in the merchant services industry for about 20, and the company was in the process of being sold, and it was a good time to move. And my family and I were like, Indiana. Yeah, we came out for my brother's wedding and decided, you know what, Colorado is where we need to be. And so we started looking, and I found this little thing on Built-In Colorado that said, the receptionist looking for a director of sales.
Oh.
And that's what brought us out. We were moving out here anyway, regardless of what was going to happen. So that's what brought us out here to Colorado. Yeah, we were coming anyway, but that turned out good.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's great how that worked out, because I think sometimes those big moves for work can feel exciting, but also scary. So it's good that you kind of already had mentally made that shift that you were moving out here anyway.
Absolutely. It was something that we had decided, and it was just one of those whims of, you know what, let's do it. Our 11-year-old was like, we're going where?
Wow.
Oh, great. Snowboarder.
Yeah, that's a big move for everyone, but especially for an 11-year-old kind of picking up and moving.
Yeah, he was very excited though. So it was a lot of fun. And then, you know, it all happened extremely quick. It started out as, you know, let's put some feelers out. Let's see what's going to happen. Maybe at the end of the school year. And my wife got an opportunity, and then this opportunity came along, and we're like, well, we are getting a huge truck and let's go.
Wow.
That's what ended up happening. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, we're so excited to have you here. And so when you saw the position, what made you interested in this role at this company?
A lot of things. The biggest part was when I started to read about the culture of the company and how that was really their values, the value of Fabric. And especially with fun being the first one, I thought that was kind of interesting. But when I saw how they had really built this in the correct manner. There's ways to grow huge, and there's ways to do it the right way versus kind of serving two masters, if you will, as having a lot of investors. Is that I looked at the company itself and what they were doing bootstrapped, what they were doing, you know, the way they wanted to do it without having to answer to, you know, investors and things like that. To me, it was very, very intriguing. And honestly, I had a vision in my mind of what I wanted to do. I'd been in, you know, kind of corporate-y type of things. My passion's always been to grow sales teams as well as technology. And to see a product that served a need that is going to become the modernization of the American workplace and the world workplace in general, I saw it as an opportunity to go, this is really intriguing. So I actually researched the company for about 4 days before I even applied. And I looked at the industry, some of the competitors and things like that. And I said, nah. These are the guys. And that's what really made me kind of go like this, that and the working environment as well, and the diversity of the people and their backgrounds of where they came from. As I was doing my research, listening to your podcast,
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, during the entire process, it really made me feel like I knew a little bit more in depth than I would have known anywhere else. So it was a very good process for me. So I really dug that kind of exploratory before I said, you know what, I want to put my hat in the ring here. So, and that's how that happened.
That's great. Yeah. And I've talked about this with Andy, who's, for new listeners, CEO of our company and the founder. It's so important that the fit is right. And so I think that's great that you did a lot of research, and even before you applied, and I'm sure in the early stages of going through the process, you realize this is a company that you really do want to work for. So timing wise, when did you apply? Because we started looking for someone in May of 2018. And obviously this wrapped up at the end of 2018. So where in the calendar year did this start for you?
Well, I started researching the first week of November. I put my hat in the ring November 7th. Wow. And then Lila, who's amazing, she contacted me on November 20th. And then I had my first call, I think the 26th. So it was a very long timeline. So you're looking at November, and then I did the simulation with the team, which was fantastic, roughly about the 28th. And then I did my all day in the beginning of December. And then I know there were a couple other folks that they were chatting with. And then I finally got the call at dinner on the 19th of December and said, hey, we would like you to do something in Colorado besides just move here.
And wow. It was a very
exciting dinner. So so for me, it was two and a half months.
Yeah. And for us, it was a lot longer. So it's so interesting, I'm sure for each of the candidates going through this process, for some, it's a very short experience, right? They apply and then they find out, well, this isn't working out, or, they start the process and learn, well, this is not the right fit. And so it's interesting how those perspectives, it can either feel really long or really short. And, for you, it had a very happy ending. So you touched on a couple of pieces about our hiring process. So I'd love to hear more about what that was like through you. So we have our potential hires go through simulations, like you said, which are some role plays and some group interviews. As you said, you spent some time with us. So just share a little bit more about what those pieces were like for you and what you took from them.
A lot of things. So it started out with the first application when I first put in my resume. There was a set of questions that were very well thought out, and it was a very good weeding out process. I could see, because I've been in the hiring side of the companies before, but looking at how careful they were being with that, mixed with what their core values are and what they were really looking for in an individual, is not just a director. They're looking for somebody who's willing to kind of get in there and get things done and not be afraid to say, let me put me in, coach, in a nutshell. So I could feel what their pain was. And that part of the process was really, really interesting to me, because the questions they asked were very pointed and it required some thought. And I really thought that was neat. Then going through a separate company with Lila, she's Scalability Solutions was amazing.
Yeah, we love them.
Yeah, they're great. So anybody listening, check them out. They're very good. But I had my first conversation with Lila and she was just amazing. She really let me in on the company, the culture, how people were interacting. And it really became a fit as far as how they were perceiving the position and how I was perceiving the position and what my goals were to come in and really learn a product from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And so once that happened, then it was the conversation with Andy, which I was extremely stoked about that. It was one of those conversations where, when you meet somebody and you feel like you're on the same wavelength. It was very natural. And I started to see why the process is as long as it is. When you build a company from nothing and you have this culture and that's your number one goal, is to keep that core value of Fabric in everything that you do, you can't make the wrong decision. You need to take your time. And I started to see that as the process went through. And then came the simulation.
Okay, tell us about that.
Usually they did the in-person interview first and then the simulation. With me, they kind of changed it around, which I heartily agree with, because then you have no real frame of reference. You're just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The simulation consisted of me basically being thrown into the intercom system and doing a chat sale as well as a phone call sale and an email sale. And then there was a collaboration with the team, with Quinn and with Sam, and how it would be me working with them and advising them and listening to what their needs are. And to me, it was very, it was very enlightening. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. At the same token, it was one of those where you could really see the reason that they were doing this is they wanted to make sure that not only do you have experience doing what you're doing, but you're not afraid to be bold. You're not afraid to just jump in, get a little bit messy, and then continue to go. And I thought that was one of the coolest parts about the simulation was amazing. I really, Andy, you'll hear this, but that's when I knew, like, this is it. This is no matter what, I want to do this. And the research that I did leading up to that was like, this is an amazing company. And then after that, we had at the beginning of December, we went through the all day interview. And so I flew from Indiana. I was living in Indiana. So I flew in the morning. And so I got up at 1 a.m. Denver time.
Okay, wow.
So yeah, it was a long day, but that was a lot of fun. Everybody interviewed with every single person in the company.
Wow. And so I just want to pause you for a second. So originally you did some work with Quinn Walsh, who's one of our enterprise account executives, and Sam Penrod, who's an inside sales rep. So you met with them sort of earlier in the process than the rest of the team?
Well, during the simulation process.
Okay.
So there was a customer experience simulation, which is basically being a customer experience on intercom, which is our chat method that we use to service our customers, as well as on the telephone. And actually, it was Andy pretending to be a potential customer, which was really fun. And
that for everybody, that's fun.
Yeah, and Sam was listening to that, so that was really good. But yeah, I actually had the opportunity to change hats and put on my director hat and have asked me specific questions as Quinn asked me regarding the filling out of specific type of documents and what the process would look like, some things that we could use to expedite the sales process for our company. And then Sam had asked me some pointed questions on the ISR role and, you know, what would you do in this situation? How would you handle that situation? And it allowed us to really get together and kind of see how we would mesh together. We hadn't met each other face to face. I had no real frame of reference as far as who they are. I was just a voice on a phone. So it was really, really cool to get to know that and get, and there was that connection. You start to feel those connections with individuals. So I thought that was really cool. And then there was another test at the end of that, by the way.
Okay. Tell us.
Yeah.
So all the hoop.
So after the simulation part, that first part, and then the director hat part, I went through as how would you pull reports and things like this, and give us a scenario of how you would go, you know, GTM go to market strategy, which was a timed thing. I just, you know, typed up all off the cuff and just went through. And I really found as I did all that, I was like, man, this is just like so much fun. I think that's part of one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to be here was the actual fun. Can I say funness?
Yeah,
even though it's not a word.
We need a funness. Here.
All right, cool. The funness of this entire process to me, I guess that's why I'm here, because I'm sure there were some folks who would look at a process like this and see it as a daunting task.
Yes, I'm sure.
And that's the kind of people we don't want, simply because you have to understand the why behind it. And if you're not willing to put that much of yourself into it, you don't deserve to be around this good group of people, because it's truly amazing to me. It's now that I've been here, it's better than I thought it was going to be. It's just, it's like a family. Like the first day I was there with everybody, like, you know, even Ryan flew in from San Francisco and everybody was at the office and everybody was hugging and high five. And it was just like,
Cool. I know. Yeah. And Ryan is our iOS developer and he's recently moved. So he's kind of our trailblazer for being most of the time away from Denver. So that's great that he came back and welcomed you to the team. That's awesome.
It was super nice. Yeah. And even being remote though, I mean, using Slack is very cool. We chat literally all day long. So, you know, if you work from home or if you're working in the office, we'll meet in the office a couple of days a week just to hang out and be near each other. I was with Quinn yesterday. We went through a bunch of items. So we just did a little remodel in the office, put some couch and some chairs in, and we're hanging out there. So it's a good time. Yeah.
Good. So we've already touched on this, but obviously company culture is really important here. And you've shared a bit about how fun the process was for you. And we know that fun is a huge part of fabric here. So how did that really impact your desire to work here, specifically the company culture that you understood more and more of as you went through this process?
Yes. And it goes to speak to the authentic part of fabric is when I came in for the in-person interview, I sat down in groups of three. And the openness, the candor, just the authenticity of every single part, the person that I talked to. And there were quite a few times where I was able to ask some very pointed questions and there was no hesitation, like, here's who we are. And I found the authenticness of every single person to a person to be one of the, it's very refreshing. I came from an industry where it's, you know, pretty, they can't see my face, but it's pretty, to go into something where everybody is on each other's side and everybody looks to improve each other. There's no egos at the door. I mean, they're all checked at the door here. It's just collaborative, you know, the C part of fabric. And it's an environment where you can feel safe to just go out and try and say, hey, let's try this. It works great. If it doesn't, we learned how not to do something as opposed to it being a negative consequence. And to me, that was huge. And, you know, since then, the individual time that I've had with each person has just even made it even more solidified that I'm so happy I'm here. I mean,
it's, well, part of what I love is just in talking to you, you feel like such the right fit for this role and that you've been here for so long. So when Andy and I recorded the episode that's coming, that's right before this, that was sort of our update on hiring, you were in day two of the position. You had literally just gotten started. So where are we now? About a month or so in?
I started December 10th. So we are 20 some days. Almost a month. Yeah.
We're getting there. Okay. So time flies. And it feels like a great fit. Now, I asked Andy in our conversation, because again, you had been hired, what stood out to him and to the group about you? Obviously, there's many great things, but one thing that he pointed to was your level of preparation and how you've already spoken to that, how you did your homework, you spent your time even before you applied. And I think people see a job and they're like, oh, I want this, and they jump in, but you took time. And through this whole process, you were prepared. So talk to us a little bit about that from your perspective.
Well, from my perspective, it's always been kind of the same for me. If I want something, I want to do it right. I want to do it well. And I want to, I don't know, I'm not concerned about being the smartest person in the room. I just want to be the most prepared, if you
That's
will.
A good thing to be.
So what I did was I actually downloaded the app, and this was my first interaction with Sam. Was that I downloaded the app and did the free trial because I wanted to know what the product was.
Yeah.
You know, and emailed me through she emailed me and I emailed her back. I said, hey, Sam, I'm applying for a position. This is not a real lead. Don't worry about it. And it started that interaction right there. But I really felt that in order to be able to, and I've always felt this, but in order to be able to lead individuals in a system, you have to know the system. I have to know what they know. And part of what got me in the ad was learning the business by doing. To me, that was so important versus any other company that I'd talked to, is that, you know, I wanted to be able to get in the weeds and really learn this product by selling it, by talking to people. And to me, that was huge. But I wanted to be prepared because I wanted the position, like, in a nutshell. Like, I wanted to, if there was a question that came up, I wanted the answer. And because I felt that was something that they deserved. They were taking a very careful time, very careful look, and they were wanting the right person. And when I saw, you know, I have it on my wall right here, fabric. It's literally on my wall in my house. When I saw this and I saw their working environment and just how they were looking to grow and, you know, what our goal is to for growth, I felt like they deserved somebody who was that prepared because I wanted to be that person.
Well, it worked out well for you. And in terms of the goals and the growth, obviously you're still, you know, getting situated, but what are your hopes while you're in this role? What are the goals that you have?
Well, I want to surpass our main goal. I want to make sure that we hit our Q1 rocks for sure. So for me, I would like to see the individuals that are here as we continue to scale, hold on to fabric as long, you know, with the fervor that they have when they hired me and brought me on. It's like, we, as we grow, we have to keep that in the core. So what I would like to accomplish, obviously, is I want to get over that 10,000 mark. That's really the part where I want to get to. But during this first, you know, Q1 that we have, because we work on rocks, we're running traction in the business.
Yeah.
It, that's another one of the big factors that I haven't even mentioned as to why I really wanted to work here during our conversation with Andy. I know I'm kind of veering off.
That's okay.
But he had mentioned that they run Traction and asked if I'd ever read the book. So as soon as I got off the phone with him, I got on Amazon and ordered it and was there.
Jack, get that there quick.
I started reading it and I was like, this is me. This is the stuff I've been saying for years, but I didn't put it down. And that, and the fact that they really, truly not only embrace it, but they truly run the business by that.
Mm-hmm.
So the stand-up meetings, all that, it really, it was one of those items where I was like, okay, they have, this is their structure. I know their structure and I agree with it and it speaks to me. So that made it really, it made me jump in. But to speak back on the goal part, I really want to surpass what we've put together. I want to see and put systems into place that will allow us to scale as we continue to grow and looking for new sources of revenue as an outbound. We're doing fantastic and the growth is going great right now. We surpassed our first goal this month or for January. But what I would like to do is see those goals continually grow in a solution where we make them and we hit those. You know, that to me is just as important. There's not pie in the sky goals, which I find is very refreshing. They're actual attainable goals that push us. They, you know, I'm not saying they're easy, but they push us to get there. And we're all in this together. And that, I think, that's why we're going to achieve those goals, because we're all looking and running towards the same thing.
Yeah.
Which in a company is a lot of companies, that's unheard of. Most people are going in different directions and this one's all going in the same.
Yeah, which is fantastic. So we look forward to, you know, seeing all this happen and getting you back on down the road and kind of checking in with how things are going. So you've shared so much great information about what this process has been like for you. And one of the things that Andy and I talked about and we sort of touched on today is that it was a long process to get you in the position and find that right person, and that Andy was willing to take the time and be patient and didn't want to rush and even, you know, adjusting things as needed. So is there anything that you've learned from this hiring process that you could share with our listeners that either would help someone searching for a job, aside from being really prepared, because I think that's an obvious thing that people should be doing, or if someone is working to hire a new employee, any kind of final thoughts for them, tip, things to consider?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you are looking to hire somebody, to steal this line from Andy, hire slow, fire fast.
Yes, we've heard that before.
take your time because the right person's out there. You know, as we grow and we look for, you know, the next ISR, we're going to take our time. It's going to have to be the right fit. And for companies that are looking to hire, or for, I shouldn't say that, for the individuals who are looking for positions, don't just mass apply. Like, seriously, do research and find something that speaks to you. Because you can only go around one time. You may as well do something you love, because if you don't love it, why do it?
Yeah. And
that's my best advice, is find something that truly speaks to you on all levels, not just a paycheck, because that's really the last thing that comes from the hard work and from being in the right environment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I love it. That's good. You can't see it, but Tom gives a big thumbs up on that. Well, we are so happy to have not just someone in the position, but you in the position. It's obvious that you are not just a fantastic choice, but the right choice. And it's great to have you on the podcast. I'm sure this is not the only time we will have you here, but thank you so much for taking this time today. Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up?
Thank you. And if you know anybody that needs a visitor management system, have them get a hold of us.
Yeah, track us down. And if you've, you know, been inspired and want to work for us, as Andy said last time, there are, and as you mentioned, the company is growing. So keep an eye out on our careers page, but do your homework, make sure it's a good fit. But obviously we're awesome and who wouldn't want to work
here?
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you again, Tom. This has been fun.
Thank you.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.